Game two of a four-game set between the Blue Jays and Rays. Chris Archer getting ready to square off against Aaron Sanchez. We'll take it to the top of the seventh. Rays up 1-0. Archer facing Troy Tulowitzki.
Ground ball. That's going to go through the hole. In the left for a base hit to tie the game. Tulowitzki.
On its way. Swinging a ground ball back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. And Toronto leads 2-1 on the RBI single by Josh Donaldson.
Archer has walked three batters and two of them have come into score.
And a base hit into center field. Longoria is going to be waved around. Ballard's throw to the plate up the line. Rays tie it. Steven Souza Jr. comes through again. It's a 2-2 ball game. And ball four. He came back with a fastball and missed with it. And the Rays come away with a victory in 11 innings, 3-2 on a bases loaded walk.
Rays win this nail biter 3-2. Malik Smith would reach base five times this game. Chris Archer goes 7 2/3, giving up two runs and striking out eight. And Aaron Sanchez goes 7, giving up one run while striking out six. After the nail-biting win against the Blue Jays on Saturday, Rays manager Kevin Cash talks about his team's performance.
Yeah, that's two in a row. You know, two games that we've won that we had a really tough time finding ways to win. We found a way tonight to win. It was just an outstanding pitching performance by Arch and their guy. It was fun to watch early on if you're a pitching a fan of good pitching, because that was electric stuff, and location, everything was going on against two good lineups. So just excited that we were able to pull it off there.
Malik Smith on base all five times tonight. Big moment there in the 11th. He gets that double to get things going. What are your thoughts on the job he just did tonight, especially giving you guys that spark there?
Well, I mean, Malik's spring was put on pause for an injury early on, so we didn't get to see him. And then I think throughout spring, he was probably trying to feel his way a little bit. You can tell since he's been here, it's been much more of the aggressive style of play. And we're going to kind of ride with it while he's feeling it. I mean, just tremendous at bats at the plate, laying off tough pitches, putting himself in hitters' counts, every single at bat.
And just Chris Archer tonight, when you talk about that pitcher's duel, how much do you think he maybe feeds off of that when you have Aaron Sanchez pitching the way he is and Archer's pitching the way he is?
Well, I think Arch is definitely, he's aware, knowing that what their guy's doing to us offensively, it's making it very difficult. That's why you scratch and claw for every single one, every run to come across. And, I mean, just an outstanding performance by Arch.
Stay with Archer for a second. You obviously gave him the opportunity there in the eighth, similar to what you did in the seventh on opening day. And even with the two guys on and then the two outs, you wound up getting all the way through to Donaldson.
We're going to lean on Arch and we're going to lean on starting pitching. But at that point, there was really never a reason to think that he wasn't the best matchup.
Chris Archer went 7 2/3 in the Rays' victory against the Blue Jays on Saturday, and here's what he had to say about the team's win.
Well, Chris, your manager called it an outstanding performance. You picked up right where you left off against the Yankees. From your perspective, what did you like about your outing?
I just like that I was able to compete, keep the team in the game. The opposing pitcher, he's really good. I mean, he had a tremendous year last year. And he picked up right where he left off from last season. So I knew our bullpen was a little taxed from the past couple games. So I was glad I was able to pitch deep and keep the game close.
When you're locked in a pitcher's duel like you were with Aaron Sanchez tonight, in what ways do you feed off of that?
Honestly, I try to treat every single game the same. Like we talked about last time, whether it's a tight game or whether I have a little wiggle room, I try to stay locked in because that's the only way I know how to be successful.
Still early in the season, but what are your thoughts on the way just back-to-back this team has found ways to win?
Yeah, I mean, it shows a lot about our team. Last night, we had to put up a ton of runs to win. Tonight, we had to we had to really pitch and we had to play great D and score timely runs. So shows the dynamic of our team.
Game three of the four-game set will take place on Sunday as Jake Odorizzi of the Rays will square off against the Blue Jays' Marco Estrada.